ending song, and this is Nagisa Nite with Me on the Beach. Good night.
Oh, God. My name is Ken Field, and every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m., I'll be bringing you The New Edge, creative and innovative new music composed and improvised at the intersection of classical, jazz, and world styles. That's Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. Please join me right here on WMBR 88.1, first on your FM dial.
Rootsy, as defined by the Oxford Dictionary, is a musical colloquialism meaning uncommercialized, unadulterated, full-blooded, and traditional. Yep, sounds like fancy talk for the kind of music you'll hear on Lost Highway every Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Great 88 WMBR in Cambridge.
Man, slow down. We'll get there.
Get on your dancing shoes.
Baby, come dance with me.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with you.
Dance along with myself.
You are the dancing queen.
Dancing, dancing, dancing.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome to Anti-Beta Blocker, 88.1 FM, WMBR Cambridge. This is the last show of the season.
Really?
Oh, how sad.
I didn't know this. Wow. But,
well, actually, it doesn't make a difference because next Friday, the same time, I will be here.
So people shouldn't really care, I suppose.
It will be the first one of the fall season next Friday.
Be Gamma Blockers?
Gamma block.
Oh.
It's the next Greek
so letter. It should involve.
You know what? Everyone, this show is actually called Anti-Beta Blocker. But everyone calls it Blockers. So
can
we just change?
I think you're the one who calls
it
Blockers, and then it kind of went from there.
Can everyone just change to fit me?
No. Anti-Beta Blocker.
That's sad.
Wow, the first two songs we just played are so good. And we saw this guy live yesterday. Emacs, you want to say something about?
No.
No.
So I'm giving Emacs a really mean look.
What do you, I even forgot, what was their new name? So that was Cassette, but they changed their names to...
Yeah, to Fantasy Mirrors.
Oh, she's on the ball. Yes, Fantasy Mirrors. I think they gained like three guys and beards and muscles. That was the difference between Cassette and Fantasy Mirrors.
A lot of male ballet dancing on stage too.
Yes, there was still much androgyny and interesting dancing.
Well, in Emacs' word, it's a very homoerotic show.
It was family oriented. It was the Freeze Pop release party.
Yeah.
As in release from the cell, or no, release from release CD release party.
And their new CD, just came out. And they played a really good show until 1:30 or something at night.
At which point everybody died.
So next, I'm going to play two songs from Freeze Pop. First, Duct Tape My Heart.
I went out to see a show. from your bag. Patched it up as good as new.
That should keep you dry.
You told me, looking shyly in my eyes. And our hands were almost touching. That first kiss was a surprise.
You're so dreamy, you're so sweet. Slept completely off my feet.
Robotron 2000.
Shelter pastime with my robot friend.
Keep you safe today and make you feel okay. Forget about Tuesday.
Runs on 60 batteries, reads poems, sings me songs. Never felt like this before. I fell in love before too long.
Keep you safe from harm and hold you in my arms. I'll keep you safe from harm.
Oh, you caught the end of a conversation there.
Hey,
it was obscene.
The song we just played was by Freeze Pops, Robotron 2000.
And Duct Tape My Heart Back Together was the first Freeze Pop song I ever heard.
What were you doing at the time?
I was probably at my computer listening to Freeze Pop.
fascinating.
Yeah, all by myself in my room.
Were there bits involved?
Probably in the dark, you know. I probably had some Death Cab for Cutie that played before it all set.
No, stop here. Wow, so next song is actually recommended by Glenn Nameless.
Yeah, this was
Überzung.
Recommended by me a couple weeks ago before I disappeared. I don't really have much information about them, but it will stem from our previous conversation about bits and music.
We were talking about 8-bit culture.
Yes, this song is 4-bit.
4-bit, that's really cool.
No, the name of the song is 4-bit, but it's by Überzung. So.
Is it made also by 4-bit?
I have no idea. It's
there's no such thing as 4-bit equipment, right? Because it's less than a byte.
Yeah.
I don't know if this exists, but I'm sure the song's good.
Well, let's hopefully check it out.
thought you were the handyman. I made my life in your hands. Andy, my man. I thought you were the handyman. Then something went wrong, and the feeling was so gone. Stick with a hammer on your thumb, and the sword got caught in your thumb. I thought you were the handyman. I made my life in your hands. Andy, my man. I thought you were the handyman. Then something went wrong.
That was Handyman by The Knife. That was a good song. Next one, we have two songs by Goose. They are an electro dance rock band from Belgium. Bring It Down. We'll be right back. That was Goose from Belgium. You're listening to Anti-Beta Blocker, 88.1 FM, Dublin Barrett, Cambridge. And right. We have a news.
News. Well, so everyone might know this already, but I didn't know until today. So apparently the Axis and Avalon nightclubs, and I guess Embassy as well, closing down soon. I don't have a date in it, but they're knocking them all down and building a big music hall, which could be a good thing, but it's probably a bad thing.
The story I heard
was that they
were going to knock down a wall between Axis and Avalon and make kind of a big venue. But apparently, according to this press release that we found dated May 31st, 2007, they're going to knock it all down and build this 35,000 square foot music hall, quote unquote.
I believe that Embassy had their last night. And tomorrow night is the last chance to go to Avalon.
Really?
They have a special night called the Last Dance.
Well.
And it's actually, put in kind of a melancholy, reflective kind of mood. They've actually put up a collection of photos from old, since whatever, 60s, when Avalon, was first opened. And it's really cool to see all the pictures of punk kids at the early Avalon scene. But it is the same company, the same owner is going to be building this new thing. I guess Avalon, it was apparent whenever I went there that Avalon had made a lot of money because they had crazy AV. Like if you had, their sound system was amazing and they were able to recruit some really high-end DJs and stuff like that. And so I guess they just were too successful. So now they want to build, they want to destroy all the stuff, which is sort of an interesting landmark of Boston. Avalon was always kind of nitty gritty and a little bit, it wasn't a beautiful place. And so now they want to make something beautiful.
I think we need more Bank of America pavilions.
I know, exactly, right? This is the worry that a lot of people have
expressed. The most horrible venue in the world.
It will be interesting to see, though. I mean, Axis Avalon, that whole sort of area is really kind of a night scene, nightclub scene. And they're supposedly, I guess, trying to cater to some sort of venue that's going to be open all day or something like that.
Yeah, this is something about turning it into a 24-hour scene. But another thing that's of worry is that there were some special nights at Axis and Avalon, and because they were separate clubs, they could do different things, right? And they were most famous for their gay nights and stuff. And there's a lot of discussion. Well, if they turn it into one big place, is there going to be enough economic incentive to still do a gay night, to still do a whatever, and as much level as they were able to do with when it was two small nights? But this definitely affects the dance music scene in Boston very much. It was the biggest and most attended dance club in Boston. So, we say our farewells to Dear Avalon.
How sad.
What's left is like Middlesex, right?
Yeah, Cambridge has its micro tech house dance scene, but yeah.
Well, time to all party in Cambridge.
So the remainder of the show is dedicated to the last of Boston's music halls.
Save the last
dance. We all move to a different state. That's right.
Oh, next song we're going to play is from Chumbawamba.
You're going to play Chumbawamba now?
Chumbawamba? This is not tub thumping, is it?
No, it is not tub thumping. Everybody yells at me, Chumbawamba? No, don't play that. No. I actually first heard this song on WBAI out of New York, which is where the show Off the Hook is hosted by Emmanuel Goldstein and his friends. He's the editor of 2600, the Hacker Quarterly. But at the end of each show, they play some sort of song that's relevant. And I think this song is my political message for the year to everybody.
Disclaimer,
this is like the deepest moment in Beta Blocker history. This last 5 minutes.
It's a pretty good song. It's very catchy. It's for the times.
Is it about bites?
About fights?
Bites.
How many bites? Bits is it?
Oh, how many bits? I don't know.
It's called Outsider.
Outsider, yep.
Okay, let's hear it. It's the first political song on Top Beta Blocker.
Outsider.
The song we just listened to was by Sebastian, called Hell, like in 2001 Space Odyssey. The song before that was by Kodak and Flexer, the German dudes. It's called Robot Funk. And the next one I'm going to play is by The Blow, called Fists Up. And they are coming to the Museum of Fine Art next Saturday. I'm excited about it. And this song has been, like, in my mind for a long time. Can't get rid of it. Let's hear it. It's the end of the show now. Sad, also the end of season. Well, it's been a really fun season. Then next Friday, we're gonna start a fall. No idea what type of music I'm gonna play. So you have to turn in. The last song I'm gonna play is by Swayzak. It's from his new album, Some Other Country. It's a really good album. You should go check it out. Well, I'm not supposed to say that. But it's called No Sad Goodbyes.
making do when we could have had it all. No sad goodbyes.
Stay tuned to 88.1 at night time travel.